Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. We live in a world filled with challenges, distractions, and temptations that can easily lead us away from the abundant life God desires for us. Just like in a thrilling adventure game, where one wrong move can lead to eviction from the competition, our spiritual journey requires us to be vigilant and intentional in guarding our hearts and minds. Today, we will embark on a reflective journey to explore the concept of spiritual eviction and discover practical ways to overcome it. We will draw inspiration from the timeless truths found in the Word of God and uncover valuable insights from real-life examples. It is my hope that through this message, you will be motivated, encouraged, and equipped to navigate the obstacles that seek to hinder your spiritual growth in Jesus' name. Again, the topic is spiritual eviction, and our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 to 32.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 to 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Imagine being part of a thrilling treasure hunt adventure game, where you are given clues, maps, and the promise of a great reward. You embark on this quest with excitement and determination, only to find yourself unexpectedly evicted from the competition. How would you feel? Disappointed? Frustrated? Lost? In the realm of spirituality, there is a far more critical eviction that we must strive to avoid, the spiritual eviction from the promises and blessings of God. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of individuals facing spiritual eviction due to their choices and actions. One such example is found in the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God had created a perfect paradise for them, providing everything they needed. However, when they yielded to the temptation and disobeyed God's command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were evicted from the garden, losing the intimacy and harmony they once enjoyed with God. The message of spiritual eviction is relevant to each one of us. It urges us to reflect on our own lives and consider whether there are areas where we may have given the enemy a foothold. Today, what are you going to do when faced with temptation? Will you yield to it or stand firm in your faith? No matter the temptation you are exposed to, remember that you have the power to choose your response. Have you allowed negative thoughts, unhealthy relationships, or sinful habits to take root in your heart? Have you compromised your values or neglected your spiritual growth? Don't forget this. Spiritual eviction begins with small compromises that gradually erode our relationship with God. Take an honest inventory of your life and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas that need transformation to you. Understanding the consequences of spiritual eviction should motivate us to take practical steps in our daily lives. Firstly, we need to guard our hearts and minds, actively resisting the enemy's schemes. This requires filling our minds with God's Word, surrounding ourselves with positive influences, and seeking accountability from fellow believers. Secondly, we must cultivate a lifestyle of repentance, turning away from sin and pursuing righteousness. Thirdly, we should pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance and strength to overcome temptations. Let us find encouragement in the following verses that emphasize our ability to resist spiritual eviction. The book of James chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." This verse teaches us that when we humble ourselves before God, acknowledging his authority in our lives, and actively resist the schemes and temptations of the devil, he will flee from us. It reminds us that we have the power, through God's strength, to overcome the forces that seek to evict us spiritually. Furthermore, Romans chapter 8 verse 37 emphasizes, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." This verse teaches us that as followers of Christ, we have the ultimate victory over spiritual eviction. No matter what challenges, trials, or temptations we face, we can find strength and confidence in knowing that we are conquerors in Christ. It reminds us that through His love and the power of His sacrifice, we can overcome and live in the fullness of God's blessings. As you go today, take a conscious step to identify the areas in your life where you may have given the enemy a foothold and ask for God's forgiveness and strength to overcome. Commit yourself to cultivating a lifestyle of repentance, prayer, and filling your mind with God's Word. Remember, spiritual eviction is a real threat, but with God's help, you can overcome and live in the fullness of His blessings. May the Lord help you as you take conscious steps to avoid spiritual eviction in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, recognizing that we are prone to spiritual eviction. We acknowledge our weaknesses and the areas in our lives where we have given the enemy a foothold. Lord, we ask for your guidance and strength to apply this message to our lives. Help us to resist the devil and stand firm in our faith. Show us the areas where we may have given the enemy a foothold and grant us the wisdom to take practical steps towards repentance and transformation. As we go about our day, let your presence be with us, reminding us of the steps we need to take to live a life pleasing to you. May our lives reflect your love, grace, and mercy to those around us. And may we be instruments of peace and of change in this world. Guide and bless us today, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 17, chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, John chapter 15. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.